Well, of course, you know, some houses have porches. Mm-hmm. And I suppose some houses have decks. Patio is...
What's the difference between a porch and a patio?
Well, when I think of the word porch, do you know what a bungalow is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it usually has a cemented structure built right onto the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think it is roofed and it has pillars or some sort of supports.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. A patio isn't usually, you don't think of it as being built as being an integral part of the house, I
mm-hmm.
think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like an extension of the house, whereas a porch is part of the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's kind of the best I can do for
that's
you.
That's interesting. No, that's good. Have you ever seen those window dressings that you pull down and then they roll up? Do you know a name
you
for
mean,
those?
You mean shades?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You call
mm-hmm.
them shades, sure. Your central heating unit is your...
furnace?
Mm-hmm. And in a place where they get lots of blizzards, they have to have special kinds of windows. What do they call those?
Storm windows?
Mm-hmm. And to get to your second story, you go up the...
stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this love seat and the couch and the chairs and the tables, these are all what kind of...
these are furniture. Mm-hmm. Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And a piece of furniture about this high with lots of drawers, and you put your socks in it, is called...
a chest of drawers.
Okay.
Could be a bureau.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a difference between those? Between a bureau and a chest of drawers?
I think not, in my opinion. Now, there might be to some people.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that a bureau is larger
mm-hmm.
than a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
It's either wider or higher or both.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a chest of drawers is more of a humble term. Bureau is kind of, you reserve that word for something a little more fancy than a chest of drawers, I
mm-hmm.
think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, this is changing the subject a little bit, but outside you might carry around water in what kind of container?
A bucket.
Uh-huh. And buckets can be made out of what kinds of material?
Well, usually they're made out of metal or plastic. I don't know what that metal would be.
How about those roofs that make a lot of noise when it rains?
Yeah.
Tin. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And if you're washing dishes, you use a cloth to wash the dishes by
dish
hand.
Dishcloth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And to dry the dishes, what do you use?
A dish towel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And people dry themselves off with what?
With a towel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To wash the dishes, first you turn on the...
Well, I turn on the hot water myself first.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And the water comes out of the...
faucet.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know any other terms for faucet?
I suppose I know the word spigot.
You've
I never
that.
Use it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think that's about all I know.
Okay. To make tea, you heat water up on the stove in a...
in a tea kettle?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.